Elliot, written by Sue Berendt, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings, translated by Emmanuel Guérinet, accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. It was just a few weeks until the start of term. That meant it was time for Elliot and Gran to go shopping for a new school uniform.
"My uniform scolaire has to be just right," said Elliot. "We're having our class photograph taken on the first day, and I don't want to look like the odd one out."
The trouble was, it wasn't exactly easy for Elliot to find clothes that fit, mainly because Elliot was an alien from the planet Neptune. Elliot didn't have two ears on the side of his head. He had two oreilles on stalks on the top of his head, so he could hear everything for miles around. Elliot didn't have just two eyes. He had three U, so he could see in every direction at once. Elliot didn't just have two legs. He had four jambes, which helped him run very fast. Elliot didn't have just 10 fingers. He had 3 doigts at the end of each arm, which made him an average piano player. Elliot didn't have just 2 arms. He had 6 bras, which meant he was excellent at doing handstands. Elliot didn't have just 1 belly button like most humans. He had 5 nombris. Nobody was sure why. And, just like everyone else on Neptune, Elliot was shaped a bit like a potato. The tailors on Neptune were used to making school uniforms that fit young Neptunians like Elliot. But Elliot and Gran weren't on Neptune. They were on Earth. So they had to find a school uniform in London to fit 2 oreilles on stalks and 3 yeux, 4 jambes et 5 nombrils, et 6 bras with 3 doigts each. Most jackets, jumpers and shirts in London shops only had enough sleeves for 2 bras, so it didn't matter how many vests, pulls et chemises the shop assistant at Simpson and Wallace brought out for Elliot to try. None of them fit. Almost all trousers and underpants came with holes for 2 jambes. So it didn't matter how many pantalons et slips the shop assistant at Givens and Falcon brought out for Elliot to try. They didn't have enough holes for each jambe. Socks were made to fit feet with 5 toes. So it didn't matter how many chaussettes the shop assistant at Oswald Spencer brought out for Elliot to try. None of them fit his 3-toed feet. Gloves came with 5 fingers, so it didn't matter how many pairs of gants the shop assistant at Rombello's brought out for Elliot to try. They always had too many finger holes. Hats were only big enough to fit Ted with small ears, so it didn't matter how many chapeaux the shop assistant at Barbarossa and Daughters brought out for Elliot to try. He couldn't squeeze his 2 oreilles on stalks inside them. Elliot liked being different, but not too different.
"What if we never find any clothes that fit me?"
Elliot asked worriedly.
"If I'm not wearing any vêtements, I look silly in the class photo."
"We'll find you just the right vest, pull et chemise," said Gran. "And des gants et chaussettes, too."
"Et un pantalon et un slip?" asked Elliot.
"Of course," said Gran. et un chapeau for deux oreilles on stalks.
Back at home, Gran started to make the tea. Elliot sat in the living room and worried while he fiddled with a piece of blue wool poking out of Gran's knitting bag. The more worried he got, the more he pulled, and the more blue wool unraveled. Soon it was tangled around his six bras. Then it was wrapped around his quatre jambes. And when Gran came in with the tea, Elliot was completely covered in blue wool.
"Oh, my," she said and laughed. "Oh, you've given me a wonderful idea."
That very afternoon, Gran taught Elliot how to knit. With trois yeux et six bras, Elliot could knit with two sets of knitting needles at the same time, so it only took him 1 week to knit un pull gris avec six sleeves. Six gants orange with trois doigts each et quatre chaussettes jaunes. The next week, Gran taught Elliot how to sew. With trois yeux et six bras, Elliot could use deux sewing machines at once, so it only took him a week to sew une veste bleue et deux chemises blanches with six sleeves each. Trois pantalons verts et quatre slips with quatre legs each. Et un chapeau rouge, big enough for deux oreilles on stalks. So when Elliot's alarm clock rang on the first morning of term, Elliot had a completely new uniforme scolaire ready to wear.
"I just know I'm going to ruin the class photo," said Elliot nervously, as he and Gran arrived at the school gate. "Ruin it?" cried Gran in disbelief. "Oh, don't be silly. You'll be the best thing in it. Now hurry to class. I think I hear the bell go."
Very slowly, Elliot opened the classroom door and peeked in. And guess what? Every one of Elliot's classmates wore un pull gris, une chemise blanche, un pantalon vert et des chaussettes jaunes. Their vestes bleues et chapeaux rouges hung on pegs, and their gants orange were folded neatly beside them.
"Line up, children," called the teacher. "Let's get our class photograph taken before your uniforme scolaire get all grubby and creased."
Elliot sighed with relief. His uniforme scolaire didn't make him look like the odd one out at all. Instead, he looked exactly the same as everybody else. Well, almost. Because in a very special way, Elliot was still different. He had deux oreilles on stalks and trois yeux, quatre jambes et cinq nombrils, and six bras with trois doigts each. Although, to be fair, there was another kid in the class who was shaped a bit like a potato. Glossary: blanc, white, masculine. Blanche, white, feminine. Bleu, blue, masculine. Bleu, blue, feminine. Bras, arm. Chapeau, hat. Chaussette, socks. Chemise, shirt. Cinq, five. Deux, two. Doigt, finger. Et, and. Gants, gloves. Gris, grey. Jambe, leg. Jaune, yellow. Nombril, belly button. Orange, orange. Oreille, ear. Pantalon, trousers. Pull, sweater. 4, 4. 6, 6. Sleep, underpants. Tête, head. 3, 3. Uniforme scolaire, school uniform. Vert, green. Vest, jacket. Vêtements, clothes. Yeux, eyes. Heads, shoulders, knees and toes. Elliot knows heads, shoulders, knees and toes. The French version is a bit different. It's head, shoulders, knees and feet instead. Use the words below to learn it yourself and sing along. Slow version. Tête, épaule, genou et pied, tête, épaule, genou et pied. J'ai deux yeux, deux oreilles, une bouche et un nez. Tête, épaule, genou et pied. Once more, a bit faster. Tête, épaule, genou et pied, tête, épaule, genou et pied. J'ai deux yeux, deux oreilles, une bouche et un nez. Tête, épaule, genou et pied.